Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
There we go, everybody. Hey, I'm your host, Jack Hartzman. Welcome to the podcast. Monica and I are here this evening with Jacqueline Bernstein, Empire Force Events, New York City. Jacqueline, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the broadcast. Seems like it's a long time coming. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, Jackie B.
Jacqueline Bernstein is a true event production, destination management, and hospitality professional leader, insider, and champion of New York City. Proven by Jacqueline being named in well-renowned BizBash inaugural top 500 people in events and most influential event professionals. Then again in 2019 in the top 1,000 people in events. Jacqueline is also an extreme, loud and proud Brooklyn, New Yorker. Having grown up on welfare and food stamps, all the way to being her class president 4 years in a row at University of Albany, Jacqueline's awards and accolades read like a who's who in the event industry. The Reader's Choice Awards New York, Event Producer of the Year. Event Style Award, Best Entertainment Program Concept. Event Solutions Magazine and Conference, Hall of Fame Inductee. 3 Spotlight Awards for Event Planner of the Year, Samaritan Service, Designer of the Year. ILEA. Previously, the International Special Events Society, Lifetime Achievement Award, 2 Legacy Lifetime Members, Spirit of Excellence, Mental Award, International Membership Recruitment Award, Volunteer of the Year Award, 2 Esprit Orders, Event Planning Award, Budget Over 25,000, Event Production Award, Budget Over 25,000. ILEA, New York Metropolitan Chapter, 6 Big Apple Awards, 2 Best Corporate Event, Best New York ISIS Member Team Event, Best Entertainment Production, Best Tabletop Design, Best Green Incentive. First Woman of the Year Award, 3 Hall of Fame Inductees, 2 Inaugural Honorees 20th Anniversary, ILEA New Jersey Garden State Award, Best Planner of a Corporate Event. New York NYC and Company Convention and Visitors Bureau, Board of Directors, Senior Representative of the Events Destination Management Sector, First Prize, Member, Get a Member, North Star Media, 2 Stellar Awards, Best Northeast DMC Inaugural Winner, Best Northeast DMC Silver Winner, 6 Special Event Conference, Special Event Magazine Conference Gala Awards, Best Event Produced for Corporate or Association, overall budget 100 to 300,000, best event produced for a nonprofit organization, 2 best achievement in logistics, and 2 best achievement in technical support. Jacqueline Bernstein is probably the most decorated, most awarded, most spoken about person in the event industry. I am proud to call her my friend. I am proud to call her my client. I am just proud to the fact that when I call her, she answers the phone.
Love being here with you. This is so exciting. We're going to now show the world what we normally do when it's just us together. Now everyone gets to hear about it.
So here's my picture in my head. My first sight of you. 1995. What was the name of the hotel? Japan Town in San Francisco. What was the name of it?
Miyako.
Mikado,
Miyako, yes.
Oh my Miyako God, Hotel, 1995. I'm standing next to Monica, talking to some people. I look up the escalator and all I see is hair and boots, like right out of Kinky Boots, 20 years before it even showed up on Broadway. And there's this girl and all I see is a smile, hair and boots. And I turned to Monica and I said, don't have any idea who she is, but I must meet that girl. Mm-hmm. And you came down the escalator. You walked 30 feet in my direction. I put myself in your pathway and I said, hi, I'm Jack. Who are you? And how do I get to know you? Do you remember that day?
I remember it exactly. I could actually see that lobby and coming down their stairs. And I do remember meeting you.
The two Jacks.
So I don't want to date any of us because, you know, we're all about 32 at this point, like today, now in 2020. I might be fibbing about that. But Monica and I were speakers at Special Event that year in San Francisco, 1995, which, oh my goodness, was 25 years ago. And we were speakers. And I'm pretty sure you and your partner, Rob Holzmeier, were also speakers. Or were you just attendees? I don't remember. You were speakers, right?
I think we were speakers.
That's back in the day before podcasts, where if you wanted to find out something really important about the special event industry, you wanted to be somebody who hopefully knew somebody that would invite you to the bar at the end of the night where all the excitement happened once we all had a cocktail or two and would sit around. And that's where our industry was truly formed. I think that the greatest common denominator that Visual Wow, the podcast, can help remind people of and share in these tremendously uncertain times in this wacky world that we're living in right now, is that people like us, we were there in the beginning. We were there before the special events industry was called the special events industry. And it was a unique time to meet amazing creatives. I have to give a lot of credit to people like Joe Jeff Goldblatt, who really kind of were pioneers and pointed us in the right direction. But I must tell you that as a photographer, I was, Monica and I both, as photographers, we were truly focused and almost like magnetically pulled towards the event planners and producers that were doing things at a totally different level at a totally different pace. And back then, it was you and your partner, Rob, and what you were doing at Empire Force Events. So again, welcome to the podcast. How are things going for you? I know I just parlayed from 1995. We're coming back to 2020. Sorry. If you want to add back to 1995, we can go there too.
Wow. And I'm honored when you say, and I use the word honored a lot, it doesn't dilute its meaning about the work that Robert and I were doing then, because we had just bought our company a year earlier from the previous owner that I worked at straight from college. And there are so many people that we learned from, and we're just trying out and going our way. So to be seen now, but back then, that we were leaders is really cool, because we just were doing the best that we could. And we learned from a lot of great people in the events profession. And then now those people that were leaders then, they're looking to us now and seeing what we're doing in the future. And I'm now looking at the new people coming on up. But now when we come into 2020, go ahead.
No. I was running through those great events that we did back in the 90s. And I remember us being those kids. And now we're dealing with being those, I hate to say it, almost being looked at as the senior citizens from some of those young people who are learning from the internet, who are learning from watching pictures. And they didn't come up the way that we did. They weren't mentored.
I think, Monica, we need to correct Jack. I love you, Jack, more than anything, but the last thing I will ever categorize myself with, especially now, I don't think even then, is with the senior citizens. We've been leaders and just senior because you might have been 20 minutes around longer than somebody else. But anyway, it's okay.
I like, that.
All the relationships.
We've only been in this business 20 minutes more than the guy sitting next to us.
Well, when I meet people all the time, and I always say, well, you're probably about 20 minutes younger than me, and they all laugh, but that's just usually my phrase. In my mind, and the way I operate, and the way I'm out there, and just relating, people that are the age that I was when I got into this profession, I feel that I'm still relatable. They might have a little more technological skills than I do, but I know that I can handle myself at a bar better than they probably can.
Well,
and we've seen it all.
Let me set the stage for what you and your partner Robert and Empire Force have meant to Monica and myself in our careers. I can say for me personally, in my event and my photography life, that the day I walked into Monty Zucker's studio and he kind of took me under his wing and taught me portraiture and lighting and how to really use my camera was probably the most pivotal day of my life. If I had to go to the next one and how it formed my professional career, I can tell you that meeting you and